Okay, we're starting here on the top of Peyamud Aleph, the third line with Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa now is coming to explain to us, after the Gemara concluded that the machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is not about whether Choshishin La'av or not Choshishin La'av. Everybody has that safek. Everybody agrees that the aim, the mother, makes a difference. The question of whether the father makes a difference or not, that safek exists both for the Rabbanon and for Rabbi Eliezer. The difference between them, the Gemara concluded, was Beseh, Vafilu miksatze. How much of a contribution of seh do you need to have here in order for it to be classified as a seh? Rabbi Eliezer believes a full-fledged seh. That's the only way you get it. Chachamim believe even a portion or partial seh will qualify you for the dinim that relate to a seh. And the same will be true with a chaya by a tzvi. Just like a tzvi, Rabbi Eliezer will say that it has to be a full-fledged tzvi in order to have the dinim of a tzvi. As Chachamim will say that even if it has a portion of it that is called or considered a tzvi, then the lochot will apply to that animal. Now, Rav Papa is going to lay out for us how that fits back in the three items that we saw before. We saw two toseftot. One tosefta that dealt with oto ved bino. What was the din with regards to oto ved bino? We had another tosefta that dealt with the matnot kihuna. And we had a third item, which was a Mishnah from Beitza, that was a question about Kisui Hadam. So those three items, Rav Papa is now going to come to explain to us based on the way we have an understanding of the machloket now. And that is, Amar Rav Papa, Kilkach, Le'inyan Kisui Hadam u'matanot. When it comes to Kisui Hadam and Matanot, Lo Mishkachat Ela B'tzvi Haba Al Taisha. The only case where you can have this work out is a case where you have a male deer, a hart, haba ala taisha, that mated with a female goat or a doe. De ben the rabbanan, u ben the Reb Eliezer, misfekelahu. They have a suffix, ichoshishin lezera av, olo. They have that suffix. Vikam miflige, but they do argue about that one point, which is beseh, vafilu miksatseh. So now, if we go back to the cases that we saw before, let's start with kisui adam. So that which it said by Kisui Adam and Beitza, the Mishnah says, Ein Shochatin. Who is the one of the opinion that says Ein Shochatin? That is the Rabbanan. Rabbanan say you can't check such an animal on Yom Tov, because we are uncertain as to what the outcome will be with this animal. You have here a crossbreed between a hart and a doe, goat and a deer. That crossbreed, when it comes to the side of the mother, when it comes to the side of the Tayasha, everybody will agree that that has a din of a behema, will not require a kisui adam. But we are choshishin la'av. We are choshish for the tzad ha'av, which means that, well, for choshish for the tzad ha'av, then you need to do kisui adam, because the av is a tzvi. But you can't do kisui adam, because you have the tzad tayasha, you have the tzad of the doe, the mother, which offsets it. Now, according to the chachamim, they would say, listen, if the Av is relevant here, then there is Kisui Adam. Because if the father is relevant, then you have a mixed breed between a Tayasha and a Tzvi. That mixed breed, we mix a Tzvi, will demand from us that you do Kisui Adam. So if we know for certain that the father's contribution matters, then you would require Kisui Adam. But we don't. We just don't know whether the father's contribution counts or not. So the Kodesh HaChachamim, Ein Shochatin, we don't do a Shechita. And if you do shechita on Yom Tov, ein mechasim. We don't do kisui adam because there's a safek. That will not be true for Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, will say, go ahead and shecht it on Yom Tov. Because he has one safek, and that is whether rechoshishin lezera av or not. But even if the av is relevant over here, it won't matter. Because he holds that mixat tzvi doesn't matter. So either way, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in Kisui Adam here. There is no Kisui Adam, so therefore he will say, do a Shechita on Yom Tov, no problem, and no Kisui Adam. Now, truthfully, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could have focused it, you could have been making that Mishnah the other way around, which is, that's the Chachamim being the authors of that Mishnah in Beitza. If you wanted to make Rabbi Eliezer the author of that Mishnah in Beitza, all you have to do is reverse the case, and say, if it's a case of a Taish, it's a case of a buck, a male goat, that mated with a tzvi'ah, a female deer, a hind, if they got together, right, a doe is also, but depends which breed of a deer. I don't use it because by the goats also the word doe is used for the female, so not to mix them up. Use gazelle, doe, and hind. So it's using hind as a distinctive term for the deer. You have the buck and the hind that mated. Over here, the mother's side is tzvia. So for sure, you are chayav in kisui hadam if it's just the mother. But if the father comes in and makes a contribution, then the father will, who is a buck, who is a male goat, he will remove the need for kisui hadam over here. Therefore, according to Rabbi Elezer, in that case, in shochatin, you won't be shochet in yom tov because you don't know what to do. Because if it was just the aim, you'd know to do kisui hadam. But we're choshesh lezera'av. Now if the zera'av gets mixed in here, you only have mixed tzvi. It won't require kisui hadam. So be a safek. So truthfully, Rabbi Elezer could be the author of that Mishnah in the reverse case. But obviously we want to set it up like the Rabbanon. So we're setting up as a case of a tzvi haba ataisha. That deals with the case in Beitzah. Now we're going to deal with the case of the Tosefta by the Matanot Kununa. So by Matanot Kununa, also over here, what do we have? We have a situation in which we have a Tzvi and a Tayasha. Now when it comes to Matanot, they only apply to a Behema, they do not apply to a Chaya. So over here now we have the Tayasha. The Tayasha will be Mechayev you Matanot. On the other hand, you have the offsetting factor of Zera Ha'av. The Zera Av, which is Tzvi, will knock it down. It depends who you are. If you are Rabbi Eliezer and you have a Tzvi mixed in here, that will poter you the Gamrei from Matanot. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. When it comes to the Koi, you're poter the Gamrei when it comes to Matanot Kiuna. Because it's a Safek whether you're Chayav or not. Safek you're Chayav or not, Amotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. You've got to prove to me, Kohen, that we're not Choshesh the Zera Av. Because if we're not choshes the zera'av, I'm chayav you all the matanot. If we are choshes the zera'av, I'm poter the gamrei. So you got to prove to me that that's the case. Otherwise, motzi mechaver al avaraya, I'm going to keep the matanot. Because he doesn't hold a mixat tzvi. He holds that it's got to be a full chaya or full behema. On the other hand, for the chachamim, now we have a tayasha. We know at least for certain 50% you're chayav in the matanot. Because if we believe se v'afilu mixat se, that means that you're going to be chayav in the matanot for at least 50%. We're not sure about the other 50. The other 50% will be dependent on whether we're choshesh for the zera'av or not. If we're not choshesh for the zera'av, then you owe 100% of the matanot. If we are choshesh for the zera'av, you're chayav in 50% of the matanot. So therefore, according to the chachamim, you're chayav in matanot. Not all, but 50% of the matanot. You must give the kohen the 50% of matanot. The remaining 50% turn out to be amotzi mechaveiro alav araya. Because there the Kohen is going to have to prove again that the Zera Av is not relevant.
What did the Tosfos say over there?
So the Tosfos says that according to Chachamim, Koi is Chayav b'matanot. Rabbi Elazar says it's Patur. So he read it as Chayav means not Chayav l'gamrei, but Chayav in Chetzi matanot. The remainder will be Emotzi mechaver of Araya. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're Patur l'gamrei when it comes to the matanot kiuna because of this issue of he doesn't hold the mixat tayasha. So it's only either 100% yes, 100% no. That case, motzi mechaver olav araya. According to the Chachamim, where you can have this mixed breed, you can have a 50%, 50%, then at least with 50% of it, we know you're chayav legamri, because you have a mother who is a tayasha. That, we have no doubt about, you're chayav in the matanot. The only question we have is about the tzvi side of it. Then you could either be chayav or patur, depending if we're choshesh for the av. On that half, you say, motzi mechaver olav araya, and that's why he's patur on the second half. So that explains the Mishnah and Beitzah and the Tosefta about matanot. Now, let's move back to us. Ulian otov et bino. What happens with the otov et bino? Now, mishkach ala, that will work both ways. Ben betayish habal tzvia, whether it's a buck, a male goat, that breeds with a tzvia, a hind, a female deer, uven betzvia bal taisha, or whether it's a hart, a male deer that is mating with a tayasha, a doe. Female goat. So betayash ba'al tzvia, when it's a buck that's mating with a hind, uli isura. That's only talking about an isur. There will be no malkut in that case. There'll be no malkut in that case. It's going to end up with a safek, hachra'ah, so therefore there won't be any malkut, but there will be a surah. The Rabbanan sabre, Rabbanan say, dilma choshishin the zera'av. Maybe we do worry about the zera'av. Se, vafilu mixat se. In that case, if we are choshish the zera'av, and se, vafilu mixat se, now you have otoved beno will be relevant. So Amrinan Vasur. Therefore, if it comes to us and you're asking about whether you can shech this animal and its mother, we're going to say to you, don't do it. Because there's a chance that there is an Isur of Otoved Beno here. Why is there a chance of Isur of Otoved Beno? Because Otoved Beno is only relevant to a Seh. The father is a Seth. His father is a Tayish over here. So the only question here is the Av relevant or is he not relevant? So that's one Safek. You have a Safek, whether he's relevant or not relevant. If he is relevant, you're Chayav Oto Be'ed Bino. If he's not relevant, then you're Patur. So now if you come to us and ask what you should do, what are we going to tell you? Don't do it. But if you do it, we can't give you a Malkot. Because we're not certain. We're not certain that you're Chayav Malkot. Well, how are you going to warn him here? There is no Hatra'ah here. Because is uncertainty about whether Rechoshes the Zeravna. According to Rabbi Lezer, Savar Nihi Nami the Chashin the Zerav. Even if you were, say you were Rechoshes the Zerav, and the Av counted here, Sev Afilu Mikzazel Lo Amrina. According to Rabbi Lezer, you can check this. There's no Otove Bino period. Because over here, it's no better than a 50-50%. If it's no better than 50-50, according to Beleza, that doesn't qualify for Otove Et Beno. So according to Beleza, you're Patur. According to the Chachamim, there's Isur, but no Malkot. Whereas, Bitzvi, about Taisho, in a case where you have a Tzvi that made it, that's a heart that mates with a Taisha, with a doe, with a female goat, Ula Malkot, this will be Chayav Malkot. Rabbanon Sabri Nihi Nami Dechoshishin the Zera Av. Even if it was true that we were choshesh that there was an av, sev afilu miksatzeh amrinan. It doesn't matter. Since the contributing factor of the mother, we know for certain matters, and miksatzeh matters, we know for sure you're chayav here in otoved beno. Because the mother, who is a tayasha, who is a doe, a female goat, for sure makes you chayav in otoved beno. If you're choshesh for the zerav, and the zerav counts, so it's 50%, 50%, you're still chayav otoved beno because of miksatzeh. If the father is irrelevant, it's 100% seh, and of course you're chayav. So in either scenario, you're going to be chayav in oto ve'ed beno. And therefore the chachamim say you get makot in this case. There's no safek. You're getting makot over here, umakinan le. Rabbi Lezer savar, isura ike makot leka. Rabbi Lezer says there is an isur here, but no makot. Isura ike domain choshishin lezera'av. Because if you're not choshish for the zera'av, then we have 100% seh here, because the mother is a seh. She's a tayas shah. And therefore, there is an isur of otove et beno. So if you come and ask us what you should do, we say it's a sur to do it. Whereas if he goes ahead and does it, no malkot. Because v'hai se ma'al yehu malkot leka dil mechoshesh in the zera'av. Because we are choshesh the zera'av, now you have a 50-50 mixed breed. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no otove et beno, because we don't say, se v'afilu miksatze lo amrinan. When you have that mixed breed in there, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you are patur. There is no otove et beno. So for Rabbi Eliezer, there's a 50-50 shot that you are chayav here. Therefore, it's a sur, but no malkot. So that's the way we'll explain the positions of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim when it comes to oto ve'ed bino. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer, we saw before, where it says, Tanu Rabbanan, oto ve'ed bino noheg b'kalayim u'bikoy. So for the Chachamim, it's noheg b'koy. Either you can say it's noheg b'koy b'isur, or noheg b'koy b'malkot. Depending on which scenario you have, whether the female is a goat or the female is a deer. According to Rabbi Elezer Omer, Kilaim Abba Min Ha'ez Min Ha'chel Otov Ed Beno Nohegbo, Koi Ein Otov Ed Beno Nohegbo. His response will be one of two. Either you're Potter the Gamre, or Ein Nohegbo means there's no Malkot there, but there is an Isur, depending on which position the Chachamim are taking. So that's how we'll read the Tosefta that dealt with Otov Ed Beno, based on the outcome of our Gemara about their Machloket.
It's important to note over here that in all these cases of Rav Papa, where we're speaking about Otov Ve'ed Beno, as Rashi points out, we're speaking about the animal that is the product of the crossbreeding and its child. We're not talking about the crossbreed and its mother, but rather the crossbreed being the mother and then the child that comes afterwards. Because we already know from yesterday's daf with Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda said, Akol Modim Behit Tzvi'a Uvna Tayish Shepatur. And he also said, Akol Modim Behit Tayasha Uvna Tzvi Shechayav. So he already established for us, even in the sense of a crossbreed, when we know what the species of the mother is, then nobody has a question. Both Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim would agree. So our whole discussion here in Rav Papa of Oto Ve'ed Beno all revolves around this crossbreed being the mother and then having a child afterwards. So that is where the Oto Ve'ed Beno comes up, and that's where our Shaila is. Is this mother, which is a crossbreed, really Shayechet to Oto Ve'ed Beno? Because do we say miktzatzeh, or do we not say miktzatzeh?
So that's Rav Papa explaining the conclusion of the Gemara, that the machlok between them is about miktzatzeh, and not about choshishin the zera'av. And now we've explained the Tosefta about Tov Ebeno, the Mishnah and Beitza about Kisui Adam, as well as the Tosefta with regards to Matnot Kihuna. Alright, so now, Amar Rav Yehuda, now we have other Amoraim, will actually reflect deot that we see in the Mishnayot with regards to koi. Actually, more, I'd call them mainstream deot with regards to koi. Right over here, our Gemara is premised on the fact that you can have a mating between a chaya and a behema, and that they will actually produce live offspring. When it comes to a mating of a chaya and behema, these Amoraim clearly believe otherwise, that that's not the case. And therefore, their definition of koi is different, and we'll see that they have matching tanaim as well, which is Amar of Yehuda, koi briya bifnei atzmahi, lo chriya ba chamim in min behema hi in min chayahi. Koi is a unknown species. It's a species that we just can't determine whether it's a chaya or a behema. It's left over. It's inherently a safek, this species. It's not a mixed breed, but it's a single species, but we just don't know whether it belongs to the category of chaya or behema. Rav Nachman Amar, koi ze ailabar. It is a wild ram. Kitnai, this is similar to a machloket tanaim that we see. Right, Pilei Tosafot says, ze ailabar. The Sava Rav Nachman, the Tanakama, the Brayta, Shehu Vadai Chaya. Shochatim Oto Biyom Tov, Chasim Damo. Pliga Mit Nitin, they argue in our Mishnah. Aval Ein Lomar, the Didhu Beima Hava. Tim Kein Tanakama, Ein Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he says it's a Vadai Chaya. Alright, so Tosavot says that Ayla Bar must be a Vadai Chaya. Tonight, Koi, Ze Ayla Bar, Vyashomim, Ze Abba Minatayish, Uminatsviya. So we have Ayla Bar, which matches up with the Rav Nachman's explanation. Which was basically the premise of our whole Gemara until now, that you could have this mixed breed. And then Rabbi Yossi Omer, koi bria bifnei atzmahi. That's its own independent species. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, min behema. He, that it's clearly, koi is clear, we know what it is. It's an animal. It's a domesticated animal, it's not a wild animal. The shel beit doshai, hayim gadlin mehen adarim adarim. This beit doshai, doshai, or either it's Rashai, he was the patriarch of the family. This family was known for bringing up flocks and flocks of these koi, and therefore we know that they are behemot, because if they're bringing up adarim, they're obviously not wild animals, they are domesticated animals. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Safra, Amar Rabbi Amnuna. Hane ize debalo. These goats, debalo. Now bala is ya'ar, means a forest. And Rashi calls them the Izei HaLibanon, the goats of Lebanon, but over there in the Torah it's known as where the wood comes from, those are the forests of Lebanon. So it's the Izei Debalo, Ksherot Gabei Mizbeach. They are fine to put on the Mizbeach, which means that they must be Behemot. Sovra Lakiha Damar Yitzchak. They hold like what Rabbi Yitzchak says here, Eser Behemot Menach Katuv Betulo. Pasuk enumerates 10 animals, and there are no more animals. They must fit into those categories that are there. And that is, Pasuk says, Shor, Seksavim, Seizim, Ayo, Svi, Yachmor, Ako, Dishon, To'o, and Zamer. Those are the 10 animals that you have, 10 kosher animals that you have. Some of them are behemot, some of them are chayot. These are the 10 animals. They have to be subspecies of these animals. The assumption is that if they have simanim of kashrut, they must fit under one of these 10 species. So let's put it that way. So they will fit. If you get Simanei Kashrut, they must be one of these 10 species. Now, the fact is, Ein Od Od Beima Uchaya, Kshera, in the world. So now, these Izim, since they're not mentioned separately in the Pasuk, they must be a subspecies of Izim. If they're a subspecies of Izim, then they are Behemot. And that's his assumption over here. Vahani, Lo Choshiv Lehu Bahadei Chayot. Since it doesn't mention them amongst the chayot, shmamina de eznenu, they must be a subspecies of eiz, and therefore they are behemot. So namat kiflar rav acha be'yakov be'emel, ayo utzvi, prat. The pasuk says, ayo utzvi, and that's a prat, ko behema klal. That's a prat to klal, and I say klal musif ala prat, ikatuva. So there are more chayot. How do you know that there's a limit in the number of chayot over here? Where it says, imkein, kohani prat ilomali. What's the purpose of having all these pratim? If the pasuk is coming to include more animals, you just have to say here that mosif means that there are additional subspecies of these animals. Matkif lo Rav Acha. We're going to see now this is the Rav Acha hour. So first of all, the first question came from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. This question, Matkif lo Rav Acha Bar Dravika. V'dilma mino da'akon hinhu. Maybe there are subspecies of Akko. How do you know that they're not a subspecies of this chaya? So Amar le Rav Acha Bar Derova, the Rav Ashi, another Rav Acha. Ramila Rav Acha Braid Rav Avya, the Rav Ashi, fourth Rav Acha, Dilma Mina de To, O Mina de Zamer Ninhu. How do you know they're not subspecies of the To, the Zamer also? So here you have these other chayot here. Your assumption is, oh, it didn't mention independently, it must be a subspecies of Aes. Well, maybe it's a subspecies of To'o, Zemer, Akko, all those other chayot that are mentioned in the psukim. Maybe it's a subspecies of those. How do you know they're not? So Amar Lei Rav Chanan, Rav Ashi, Ameimar Shari Tarbayu. Ameimar was matir their fats. That means that Ameimar believed that they were chayot, that the Aes, Habalo, the Aes Ayar, was classified as a, well, that means it makes it a chaya, not a behema. If he believes that the fats are mutar, that means Ameimar believes that it's not a chaya, not a behema. He's arguing on the position that Rav Safra and Rav Amnuna took, that the Aes Habalo share with the Gabim Zbeach. Baminei Abba Breid Rav Minyamin Barchia Mirav Huna Barchia Hani Izei Dibala Mahu Legabi Mizbech. What's the din Legabi Mizbech? Malay Adkan Lo Pligi Rav Yossi Rav Bonon Elo Bishor Habar. They only argue about the Shor Habar, the wild ox, Ditznan. Shor Habar Min Behemahu Rav Yossi Omer Min Chaya. It's a wild animal. The Rabbanon Savre Midditar Gaminan Turbila. What Shor Habar, the translation into Aramaic is Tor Balo. Tor being shore, Ba'ala being of the forest. So the shore of the forest, Mina de Behemo, it's a subspecies of shore, and therefore it's classified as a shore. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Midka Choshev Le Bahadi Chayot, since it's enumerated amongst the Chayot, Mina de Chayahu, then it must be a Chaya. Avalhani, Divrei Hakol, Mina de Eizninu. Everybody here agrees that it's a Behema. Meaning that over there they argue whether it's a chaya behema by the shore habar, but over here by Aes, it's not written amongst the chayot that the only option, the reason why Rabbi Yossi thinks it's a chaya is because the shore was written amongst the chayot. But over here, the Aes is not written amongst the chayot. So there's only one option now. Aes is Aes Abalo. That Aes Abalo, which has the name Aes, and it must be subspecies of Aes, and it's a behema. Matki flor of Acha Breid Rav Ika. Racha Breid Rav Ika asked on this, the Duma Mina Da'ako Ninu. How do you know it's a subspecies of Aes? Maybe it's a subspecies of Ako. Amalei Ravino, the Ravashi, the Duma Mina De To'o, Umina De Zemer Ninu. Maybe there are subspecies of a To'o or a Zemer. Amalei, it's probably Rav Chanan here. Shouldn't be Rav Nachman. Ravashi, Ameimar Shari Darbayu. He was Matar their fats, which means that he believed they were Chayot. So we definitely have dissenting opinions over here as to what the status of the Aes Habala is. So that means we will have a machloket Tanaim about the Shor Habar, or it's a Behemar Chayach, Kamim versus Rabbi Yosei. Now we have a machloket Amoraim, what is what the status of the Aes Habala is. And then the Koi, we obviously have a machloket Tanaim and Amoraim as to what its status is, because it depends what you think the Koi is. If you think it's a mixed breed, do you think it's a pure breed, or you think it's a Safek? So all of those, you'll have the different outcomes or possibilities about what the outcome will be. Ketza the Shochet. Amar Rabbi Shaya. Kulam nitan delok Rabbi Shimon. Our entire Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mimai, how do you know this? Mikatani kodeshim bachutz. If you take shecht both animals outside, the mother and the child outside, harishon, the first one who shechts chayav karet because of shkitat chutz, kodeshim bachutz. Ushnehem psudim. They're obviously both pasul because they're both nishchat bachutz. And shnehem sufkim et arabayim. And they both get malkot. The first one gets malkot because of shkutei chutz. Second one gets malkot because of oto ve'et beno. It gets malkot for oto ve'et beno, even though there is kodshim bachutz here, because the kodshim bachutz is not relevant. Because kodshim bachutz is only relevant when it's ro'oi bifnim. The second animal is not ro'oi bifnim, because it's oto ve'et beno, it's mechuser zman. So it's not ro'oi bifnim, there's not going to be any problem of kodshim bachutz. The only thing left is oto ve'et beno, and that's what you get malkot arbaim for. How do we know that our Mishnah that says this is not authored by Rabbi Shimon? So this is a question that Shaul asked on the Mishnah. I told him we'll get to it. That's this, Michdei. Shemin and Le Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Shchita Shein Ruya Lo Shma Shchita. This is what we saw from Rabbi Shimon before. Any Shchita that doesn't end up with an efficacious result is not considered or classified as a good Shchita. Ein Ochanami. When it comes to Shkutei Chutz, Rabbi Shimon has to agree that shkutei chutz, the shkita, even though it's not efficacious, he's still chayav. That's the gzeret hakatu. Gzeret hakatu is if you do shkita chutz, you're chayav. But that will not be classified as a shkita for anything else. It will be ois shkita for anything else except for shkutei chutz. So let's think about our case over here. In our case, the first one he shechs is shkutei chutz. So eino chanami is chayav karet, and he'll be chayav makot with regards to shkutei chutz, but legabei otov ebeno, he didn't do a shkita. If there's no shkita on the mother or the child, then when you go to shkita on the second one, there's no oto ve'beno. Oto ve'beno is only relevant when there is shkita. If the first one wasn't shefted, then there's no relevance to the second one. And when you do the second shkita, forgetting the fact that it's also a pasul shkita, leaving that aside, but even without that, you're not even into oto ve'beno. So then what's going to happen in the second one? Second one, you had a time to do shkita on the second one. No problem with oto ve'beno, then what does that become? Kochim b'chutz, that's ra'oi b'fnim. Kochim b'chutz, ra'oi b'fnim, the second one should also be chayav, karet, and malkot. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no otov ebeno, according to him. We eliminated that according to Rabbi Shimon. So, damar shkita sheni wedlo shmei shemita, kamo miktol katle, sheni mitkabo b'fnim. The first one, when he did shkita on it, but that shkita is not defecation, it's not a good shkita, because it's out of kochim b'chutz. So you're chayav of kochim b'chutz, but it's not a good shkita for anything else, as if you bludgeoned the animal. You bludgeon the animal, there's no otov ebeno. Sheni mitkabo b'fnim, who? If you would take the second animal and now be makavit bifnim, it would be a fine korban. Karet nami lechayev. The second one should also be, the second individual, you should also be chayev karet. Not just malkot. Well, forget malkot for oto ve'beno. Be malkot and karet for kochim b'chutz. Number two. Chulim bifnim. When you have chulim bifnim, both animals chulim bifnim. Shnehem psulim. Vesheni sufeget arbaim. They're both pasul because that's chulim bifnim. The second one gets malkot for oto ve'beno. Mechdesh, meaning later, Rabbi Shimon damar shkita sheni ruya alav shma shkita. Kamo, miktol katle. He bludgeoned the first animal. Sheni, amai sufeget arbaim. Why does he get malkot for? So the first one, the shkita doesn't qualify because it's kulim bifnim, so you can't eat it. It's not a kosher animal, but fine. You're in violation of an isra say. Isra say, you don't get malkot for. So he'll agree with that first part. But the second part, when you come to shef the second animal, the first animal's shkita wasn't relevant. There was no shkita on the first animal. That means there's no tov ebeno on the second one. So my sofeget abayim, why do you get malkot for the second one? There's no isura of tov ebeno. Next case, kochim bifnim. When it comes to kochim bifnim, you have two kochim bifnim. Harishon kasher, upatur. Vashini, sofeget arbaim, upasul. First one that you bring is a totally kosher karban. The second one you bring is mechusar zman. It's oto ve'beno. It's mechusar zman. You shecht it, you get arbaim, because oto ve'beno. Other than that, it's a pasul karban. So a pasul karban that you get makot for oto ve'beno. Michtei, shmeinen le'rabi shemun damar shkita sheni ruya lo shma shkita. So this is a big chiddush. Shkitat kodoshim, nami shkita sheni ruya hi. Shkita of kodoshim is not a good shkita. Why not? The kama to lo zarik dam, lo mishtare. Shkita, what's the definition of shkita? Definition of shkita is yimater v'achila. That doesn't happen in kodoshim. Even if you do shkita, it's not nitar v'achila, you still need zrikat adam. That means the shkita is not a qualified shkita. It's a good shkita for kodoshim, but it's not a qualified shkita for the din of shkita anywhere else. Therefore, shechs the first kodoshim, kosher kodoshim, no problem. He comes to shech the second kodoshim. What was the problem according to the chachamim? According to the Mishnah, oto ve'beno, mechusar zman. According to Rabbi Shimon, there was no shkita on the first animal. No shkita on the first animal, no problem with oto ve'beno on the second animal. Shini, amayi suveget arbaim, upasul, ela. Basically, what you come out to is, shmamina adlok Rabbi Shimon. It says pshita. Pretty clear that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. So what's the chiddush here? Of course, v'shkita in ruya, that's not a question. Pshita da'achita, it's clear that that's the case from the cases in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon is not the author here. So what's the chiddush? Shkitut kodshim ich drichalei, we need the chiddush there. Salkadat chamina shkitut kodshim shkita ruya. You know, what you would have thought of is that shkitut kodshim is a really good shkita. Why would you thought otherwise? He did what you were supposed to do in shkita of kodoshim. Da, inachor v'zarik, dam lo mishtare. Basar. Because if you use the alternative, which is nechira, and don't do shkita, forget about zrikat adam. Zrikat adam doesn't do anything. Shchita is the only way to get the animal to be kasher over here. Nechi shachat mishtari basar. If you do nechira and zrikat adam, nothing doing. Do shchita and zrikat adam mishtari basar. Shchita ruya hai. Kamash malon, that's not the case. So kamash malon, what will come out from this is that Rabbi Shimon holds there's no such thing as oto ve'beno by kodoshim. You can never have oto ve'beno by kodoshim. That's number one, because anytime you have shchita by kodoshim, the second animal automatically is now a problematic oto ve'beno, because the shkita is no good. You can come up with a case if the first animal is chulin, was shechted outside the mikdash, was chulin, then you can have oto ve'beno in kodashim, because then the first shkita was a fine shkita, and the second animal will have mechusar zman. But that would be the only case where you can have Oto Ve'Bino in Kodashim, but you can't have two animals of Kodashim be Oto Ve'Bino, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, what's interesting, Tosafot points out that Rabbi Shimon is of the belief that Kolo made the Zaruk, Kizaruk Dami. Anything that is ready to be Zaruk is as if it was Zaruk. So then what do you have to wait for over here? As soon as you're done with the Shkita, then it's Kiilu Zaruk Dami. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon say it's a fine Shkita? Because we're through the process already. Tosafot gives two answers. One answer is, you need Kabbalat Adam. We only say that it's Kizaruk Dami once you have Kabbalat Adam. Without Kabbalat Adam, it's not Zaruk Dami, so that would already separate it away from the Shkita. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that only when it's the Shkita itself with nothing else, that would classify it as being a Shkita Ru'iyah. So here, Kemen Da'yidei Shkita Greta Lo Mishtari Basar Lo Mishum Kizaruk Dami, you have to add on another principle above Shkita to get it to be a Kosher Shkita. That's not qualified as a Kosher Shkita. Kosher Shkita stands on its own. Stands on its own and makes the whole thing kosher without the addition of any other halachic principle. If you have to add on a halachic principle, because Zaruk Dami, that really moves it out of the category. That's the second answer Tosafot gives. Why, even the Rabbi Shimon believes in Zaruk Dami, that does not have an impact over here in making a Shkita Re'uya. The Gemara before said, Shkita Sheni Re'uya, he the Kama the Lo Zaruk Dam Lo Mishtari Basar. That over there, Rashi explains that when it comes to Otobin Beno, the Rabbi Shimon lo nehiga b'kodeshim. It doesn't apply b'kodeshim, which is what I just explained to you. Ta'a shkita b'shon eni ruya, deni muter b'lo zrika. V'sheni, amai pasul akrava. Amai sofeg nami. The second one is no problem being mukrav. Because the second one doesn't have a din of oto v'et b'no. So therefore the question according to Rashi is from the second statement. The second statement which means sofeg et arbaim. Why is he getting makot for the second kodeshim here? Because according to Rabbi Shimon there is no oto v'et b'no. So that's the question according to Rashi of the Gemara, and the question derives from that side. Tosafot, on the other hand, says, "Ve'ein nira." Kevin dasar katuv oto ve'beno bekodeshim mivav mosif al inyan rishon. That's what we saw earlier in the parak. Even though Tosafot before says, "Oh, how do you know that by kodeshim shkita eneruya?" That means that oto ve'beno only applies by chulin. Does that make any sense? Says, "Yeah, because shor mafsika inyan." That's what we said in the beginning of the parak. The shor, the fact that it rewrote the subject of the pasuk, took it away from kodeshim. So Tosafot says, I can understand Rabbi Shimon Shita, that it only applies by Chulin. Now he backpedals a little bit. He says, well, there's still a Vav HaChibur there. That Vav HaChibur says it has some relevance by Kodeshim. Hari Gzerat HaKotuv. So therefore Tosafot says this is the Gzerat HaKotuv. Delilke Afagav Delav Shkita Ruyahi. That you would get Malkot for Oto Ve'Beno in Kodeshim, even though it's not a Shkutaya Ruyah. Very similar to Kodeshim Bachutz. Just like by Kodeshim Bachutz, you get correct for Shechting Kodeshim Bachutz, even though it's not a good Shkita, because the Gzerat HaKotuv is that that's a good Shkita for Kodeshei Chutz, Shkutei Chutz, for nothing else. Also over here, by Oto Ve'Beno, the Shkita is not a Ru'uya Shkita, but the Torah tells us that Oto Ve'Beno applies by Kodeshim, and therefore it will be a Shkita Ru'uya for Oto Ve'Beno, even though it's not Ru'uya for anything else. Tosafot is suggesting that the Gzerat HaKotuv, that look, Ke'afik Abdullah Shkita Ru'uyahi, that in Mechusar Zman, came into Lekab Psul Achrina. There's no other psul in this animal. So, kach here, according to Tosafot, the proof from that case in the Mishnah is the lomo chokhala min arishon, from the first animal here. The shchita kodshim in ruahi. Harik ilum mikdal katle the kama. It's as if he killed the first one. Vesheni kasher gamurhu. And therefore, the second one is kasher the gamur. So he says, if it was just an issue of Oto Ve'Beno, if we just isolated the issue of Oto Ve'Beno, then we would say, listen, Shkita is a good Shkita, that's the Gzerat HaKotuv by Oto Ve'Beno, that it works here. So from that you can't prove me anything. Even Rabbi Shimon will hold that Oto Ve'Beno, Shkita of the second one, or will be relevant because, and for the first one, will be relevant in the category of Oto Ve'Beno, just like it works by Kodeshei Chutz. So I say, isolated, I wouldn't say that. But now that I say that Shkita in Ruya by the first one, that is as if I bludgeoned the first animal, then I no longer have a Shkita by the first animal. When I come to the Shkita on the second animal, then that's why I have a problem. It should be Kosher Gamur by the second animal. So he disagrees with Rashi, who says that the second animal shouldn't have any problem with Chusar Zman. That forgetting about the first animal, even without the first animal, the second animal, even if I say that the first Shkita is a good Shkita, and everything's fine with the first Shkita, Rashi says, the second animal should be fine, or not a problem with Oto Ve'Beno. There is no Mechusar Zman in Kodeshim, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Oto Ve'Beno in Kodeshim, the second animal is not Mechusar Zman. Rashi seems to think that the second animal Could be kasher with Oto Ve'Eino. No, even if you classify the first one as a kosher shkita, the second one won't be relevant because there's no Oto Ve'Eino in Kodashim. Tosfos says that's not true. If it was just about Oto Ve'Eino, we would say that the shkita of Gzeiras HaKotav is a good shkita, and it would apply here. The only reason it doesn't work here is because you bludgeoned the first animal. You bludgeoned the first animal, kashkita and eruya, therefore there's no Oto Ve'Eino. They disagree. It's a nuanced disagreement, but about how you come about to the proof that this isn't Rabbi Shimon. Right, so now the Gemara asks another question, which is, V'lukei nami mishum lav de mechusur zman. Why shouldn't you get malkot for being mechusur zman? Forget about Oto Ve'Eino. Oto Ve'Eino is also mechusur zman. It's not, you're not allowed to bring it yet. If you wait another day, you could bring it. And we have a generic pasuk that says, "Etani minad lechol apsulim shebishor b'seh shehu below yiretzeh." How do I know that all the psulim that apply to a shor said that have a din of lo yiretzeh? Tamalomar b'shor b'seh seru b'kalut, and that's that all of these problems are below yiretzeh. You cannot bring them. Limed al apsulim shebishor b'seh shehu below yiretzeh. Anything that's problematic by a shor seh is also below yiretzeh. So over here, otov ve'bino is also a problem. You have a mechusar zman here. Should also get malkot for this lo yiretzeh. Tosafot is very bothered by this. He says it's the lav shebechlalot, and you don't get malkot on lav shebechlalot. He goes, I don't even know why the question even comes up. The Gemara is going to answer it differently, but he says, I don't even know why the Gemara is addressing the question. It's a lav shebechlalot. You shouldn't have malkot over here. Gemara answers, kika choshiv lave do tove bino. When the Mishnah delineated the lavin here, it only delineated those that were relevant by Otove Bino. Lavi Nuchrai, outside exogenous Lavim, Loka Choshiv, doesn't mention. The low, is that really true? Valkojim Bachutz. The Lava Nuchrai Ninu. Wait a minute, Kojim Bachutz have nothing to do with Otove Bino, and the Mishnah enumerates those. Vako Choshiv. Tektoni Kojim Bachutz, Arishon Chayav, Karet, Ushneim Sufkimet Arabayim. Pish lo mashini mishum lav do tov ebeno. El rishon amai sofeg, lav mishum lav dishkut echutz. Why does he get it? Because the lav shkut echutz. So the man says, no. Kolhecha deleka lav do tov ebeno. Any case where in the Mishnah there was no otov ebeno, which is going to be the first animal in all instances, over there, chashiv lav ein nukhrai. Then it would mention exogenous or other lavim. Kolhecha deika lav do tov ebeno. Anytime there was an otov ebeno, lo chashiv lav ein nukhrai. Won't mention this additional lav. So that would only be applicable. This lav of lo yiretzeh is only applicable in cases where Oto Ve'Eino is applicable. So the Mishnah only mentions Oto Ve'Eino, but it could have mentioned this in addition. Rabbi Zeir Amar, anach lemechusar zman, takatuv nitko le'aseh. Forget about mechusar zman, because the pasuk made it into an aseh. Now Rashi reads this as a lav and nitak le'aseh. This is a lav that says lo yiretzeh, but it says, if you wait, and you have the right time, then you will be nitak l'aseh. Then you can do it. So you have a lav that can be solved by an aseh afterwards, which is just wait it out, and then you have an aseh. So Rashi calls it a lav nitak l'aseh. Tosafot says this is not your classic lav nitak l'aseh. Lav nitak l'aseh throughout the Torah means you do something, you violate the lav, you have an aseh to rectify the lav. Over here, that's not the case. If you bring it before it's time, you're in violation of the lav, the assay has no bearing anymore, because you can't do the assay anymore. The assay is to wait till after that time and do it at the right time. That's not called a lav nitak l'assay. Lav nitak l'assay is a lav, and then nitak l'assay means you can rectify what you did wrong through the assay. For instance, right, exactly, lo tigzol. If you do steal, then ashev tashiv en lo, then you return it. So that rectifies the lav that you did. That's not the case over here. Therefore, Tosva says, if you look at that, it's bottom line in Tosafot, Benir lefresh, hanach lemechusar zman da katuv nitko mi lavei, to lo yiretzeh, v'lo yibchal shar psulim, davu belav lo yiretzeh, o nitko le'aseh, v'lekle elo be'aseh, v'yom ha'shmini yiretzeh. That when he says, when the Gemara here, Rabbi Zeir says, nitko le'aseh, means an aseh and not a lav. That this lav, this general lav, that covers all psulim, is not relevant to mechusar zman. Because mechusar zman has its own category, where the Torah tells you, my time out, domakra, and my yom hashmini v'hala yiratzeh. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says, yom hashmini v'hala yiratzeh. Yom hashmini in mi karalo. From the eighth day and onwards, yes. For that, no. Lava b'chol b'chsei, asei. That's a lava b'chol asei. It'll be considered an asei. But what Tosu says over here, that it's a lav, not hanitak l'asei, there is no lav. Since the Torah gave its own category, its own asei, and a lav that derived from that asei, it won't be covered by this isur of lav of lo yiretzeh. So as opposed to Rashi, who thinks there's a lav and an asei, but the asei takes away the power of the lav over here, Tosafot says there's just no lav. It's not applicable in the case of mechusar zman because of the asei by mechusar zman.
The Gemara uses nitko l'asei
Nitko le'asei here, rather than lava nitak le'asei, so that might be different. But even though it uses the terminology, that does have meaning in other places, but didn't call it lava nitak le'asei, but a katub nitko le'asei. Vaha mibaylek the Rabbi Afturiki? We need that for the limit of Rabbi Yom Tivi. The Rabbi Yom Tivi Rami Ktiv, it says in one pasuk, Vayashivachimim tachad imo. Has to be 7 days with its mother. Halayla, what happens on the night after the seventh day? Over there it sounds it's fine. Vaktiv, miyom ha-shmini v'hala yiratzeh. From the eighth day, miyom ha-shmini v'hala in, layla lo. So you can't. So what happens to the night that sits between the 7 days and the eighth day? What's the story of that night? If you look at the first 7 days that say it's no good, it says at night it would be good. If you look at the eighth day, it says no one can bring it on the eighth day going forward. So how does he reconcile between those? Miyom ha-shmini v'hala in, layla lo. Ha-ketzad, layla l'dusha yom l'hartza'ah. Laila, you can be makdish the animal the night before, but you can only bring it on the mizbeach, you can only be makriv it on the day of the 8th. Dusha will be chal only from that night forward, that's what he's saying, from the night of the 8th, which is the erev of the 8th day, you can be makdish the animal at that point, it's no longer classified as mechuser zman, and after that, lahartza'ah, which is that then you can bring the korban on the 8th day. So that's how we'll reconcile between the two psukim. But if that's the case, Rabbi Yov Tariki takes away our assay over here that Rabbi Zeir is using and uses it for another limud. Gemara would then say we have an alternative to that, and we'll do that tomorrow. We'll stop here.